Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the current projects that you're working on?
I'm doing a play. I wrote a musical called Atlanta, and the Geffen Theater here in Los Angeles is going to produce it this fall. We start rehearsals in about a month. It's about the Civil War. It's a musical about romance and racism with the backdrop of the Civil War. I had this idea a few years back and wrote it with a friend of mine, and a guy who wrote co-wrote Ready to Run and Cowboy Take Me Away, a few songs that my wife's band had recorded. And I had this idea. He and I wrote it together, and we did a reading of it this spring at the Geffen, and they fell in love with it and thought it was something that was going to be a good thing to put on their schedule this fall. So we're in the middle of getting that ready to roll. And with season two of Heroes, and I just finished a film this summer, a thriller called Home Movie, which I was up in San Francisco yesterday doing some sound work on. Skywalker Sound is doing the audio for us, which is a huge thing. So it's pretty exciting. I got to go up there, and I parked next to Robert Redford's car, stepped out, and was in the office next to him doing the sound work on my little movie. And so it's been pretty busy. Been a lot of great work come down the pike, and you know, Heroes is certainly the cause of a lot of it, which is exciting.
Can you tell us what's new this season on Heroes and with your character Nathan Petrelli?
I'm limited in what I can tell you, of course, as you know, but I can give you broad strokes. You know, I think season two takes the characters and the whole idea of what's behind the show to an international level. We really get the around the world, from Latin America, you know, to the Ukraine, to feudal Japan. Not only do we cross international boundaries, but we're crossing time boundaries as well. It goes back and forward. Ireland is one of the places. It really brings it a more of an international flavor to the whole show. It takes characters to different places. So whoever your favorite character is in the show, it really is going to be an exciting departure from being so centrally based in America. Going, exploring what how these powers that these people, individuals have, how it reaches far back in the creations and forward internationally into the world. It's a fairly interesting place to take them.
And is there anything you can share with us about Nathan?
You know, it's funny. Last year they asked us to, you know, talk to anybody who'd listen. This year everybody wants to talk to us. We've been asked not to say a word. So I'm kind of caught in a conundrum. I can say it takes us places where I didn't expect it to be. The theme of redemption and reparations for past mistakes, dealing with guilt, and trying to correct the sins of not just Nathan Petrelli, but of the Petrelli family, do come into play. Having to right the wrongs of the past and attempt to use the abilities that have been bestowed on these characters for good. You know, Nathan's an absolute morally liquid character, being a politician. He's, I think, come down on the side of what's right for him more often than he's come down on the side of what's morally acceptably right. So we're going to try to make, I think, inroads into weighing those decisions and dealing with the ramifications and the repercussions of making those decisions a little bit more this season. I know that sounds vague. It's about as specific as I can get, though. You can ask specific questions, and I can try and answer them. That might be easier.
So were there international shootings going on, or are these on sound stages?
No, it's all, we're all shooting, you know, in, it all takes place on, you know, locally in Los Angeles. Too huge of a cast to travel, but with, you know, computer-generated images of the special effects team that we have, we're able to really go anywhere in the world.
Will we get to see Nathan lead the country this year?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Said like a true politician.
Yeah.
What made you want to be a part of the show originally?
Well, I mean, there's the obvious reasons, you know, but aside from those, you know, it is an opportunity to explore this genre, which has always been fascinating. Even as a, you know, as a kid, I think every boy grows up with comic books, and the allure of having, you know, a superpower and being able to use it for good, and you know, the reality of what would you do if you did have a power? How would you handle it? Would you, you know, share it with the world, or would you keep it, you know, to yourself? All the questions that would come into play that you have as a kid, I mean, those don't go away. You just get, you capes and things like that, but we do get to, you know, do some special effects and fly around and, you know, shift time and throw fireballs out of our hands and, you know, all that fun stuff. The opportunity to work in Los Angeles on a television show that, you know, was about as big as it can get. There isn't a show, I think, in town right now that's any bigger than ours, just in terms of its scope and its daily execution. It's huge. But it's fun to be on a really big show that does everything first class. And the writing, it all starts with writing. The writing's top shelf. And it's fun to, you know, investigate these characters every day. Not just me, but every single one of us. We really appreciate the opportunity, I think, that has been handed us. We're very grateful for it as actors, and I think the writers are too. So my reasons for becoming involved in it are just fairly obvious, I guess. I don't have any, you know, hidden agenda. Just a chance to be a part of a great science fiction, you know, a genre piece that allows us to explore humanity and stay in Los Angeles and take my kids to school every morning. You know, it was a great opportunity. I didn't want to miss that one.
What about your role do you find challenging?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got the physicality part of it. The stunts are, you know, physically demanding. The emotional range that we're asked to deliver and to delve into on a daily basis is challenging. It's something that is a little bit different than your average cop, you know, or procedural drama on TV. Maintaining a track, a line through the course of the story, because it's so big, tracking and making sure that your arc is consistent, those are one of the challenges I think that we all face, you know, making sure that everything we do follows what's come before and what's going to come after. And that's really left to the actor to a certain extent to maintain a certain consistency in your performance, because the nature of the show is so big and there's so many stories going on. We're really responsible for our own individual performances to a degree that is exciting and rewarding, you know, at the same time.
Where do you draw on for your portrayal?
I have a lot of the current administration to thank for that. You know, I think the previous administration that I've had an opportunity to meet some politicians, a president or two in the past, and some senators, congressmen. I think one thing that a lot of politicians share, you know, is just the ability to reach out and connect with what the good ones do, whether their moral agenda meets the one constituency is the interesting part, and trying to make sure that you, you know, you're able to listen and at the same time put forward your list of goals as a politician is something that's very difficult, I think, for them to do, especially ones who are a little bit shifty, which, you know, I think most politicians fall into that category. So, you know, it's not drawn on one specific individual, but rather a collection of what we've been presented with as politicians and leaders of our time.
What has been your most memorable moment you've had from filming the show?
I couldn't break it down into one. It'd be trying to, like, choose a favorite breath. But I think, you know, working with Milo and Greg Grunberg, you know, Sendel, Rana Murphy, these three guys, Al Larder, Hayden, you know, working with the entire cast, it's just great. Everybody's so committed and responsible and just good all-around people. It makes it fun to show up every day to work. You know, we never know what's going to happen and where it's going to take us. I couldn't choose one specific moment, although working with Mafioso would have to be, improvising with Mafi certainly was a highlight of last year. The stuff that we did together was mostly improv. There were some scripted elements to it, but we riffed on it a little bit, and it was rewarding because I think it turned out well. The public seemed to enjoy it as much as we did playing it.
Was there instant chemistry with the cast, or did it take a little bit time for you guys to bond together?
Well, I think as individuals, we had, chemistry. You know, that's why we got cast. Generally, you find yourself in a room full of charismatic individuals. When you get to this level, they've been screened, and the reason they got there is because they have something to bring to the table. But once we started finding, you know, who our characters were, creating a history of relationships, you know, once we got past 3, 4, 5 episodes in, the relationships I think that we forged were really just special. It was something that you never know if it's going to happen or not. Can have the most interesting people in the room there, and sometimes when you film it, it's just drier than dirt. That wasn't the case with this. We all, you know, really found something to relate to in each other's character, and we were able to, you know, to explore that and find the chemistry, you know, that was going to work for the characters and jump on that. I think collectively, it's one great group of people, and you just never know what's going to happen. We just have to show up and be ready for anything.
Did you expect the show to be such a huge success as it is right now from the start of filming?
We had hopes. You never can be arrogant, I think, and foolish for me to say that we expected it to be a success, but we certainly hoped for it to tap into the universal themes of love and acceptance and challenge and adventure. You know, if you do those things right, there's no guarantee in this business that things are going to take off, but we had high hopes, and we weren't disappointed.
How is it getting to work for NBC?
They've been very supportive. You know, they've kind of left the writers alone and let them create. I know that they've given notes on specific elements of the show that they wanted to either enhance or eliminate, but overall they've been very supportive and have not prevented the writers or the actors from contributing their best work. It's been a very creative assignment that they've given to us. They've enabled us to really explore the artistry behind creating stuff like this.
Well, you're an actor, a writer, and a director. Is there anything else you'd like to try your hand at?
Yeah, I've got my hands full at the moment. I would like to be able to be remembered as a good father. I think that's the most important thing to me. And having a show like this with two little boys certainly makes it exciting for them. You know, they get to see special effects get done and get to see Daddy fly. And you know, that's certainly a great draw, a great aspect of this show is that it is creative. And it does allow, you know, a younger mind to embrace just what it means to be, you know, unique and extraordinary and special. I think everybody is, and that's what the show really goes for. Whether you have a superpower or not, you know, everybody's unique. What it celebrates. I mean, there are elements of the show that are inappropriate for young children, but overall, I think the message is good and strong for a younger mindset to embrace.
Well, as you just mentioned, you are a family man, and we know that you travel a lot, and your wife does travel, too. How do you make time for all the family togetherness that you have?
We travel together a lot. Whenever, you know, your life changes, I guess, when you have kids, you cut out the things that are non-inclusive for a family, and you reshift and reshape your time so that when you are not working, you're with your kids and family, and there's nothing special on any secrets. You know, to make it work, we just do as much as we can. You know, when I'm not working, I'm with my family. That's pretty much it. We had to travel across Europe last week for 10 days. That tour. It was tough being away from the family and the kids for that long. You know, it was fun to go and talk about a great show and support it that way. Coming back and sharing all the pictures and the stories of my kids, they love that part of it because they've been to a lot of these places, Paris, London. You know, it's just exciting for them to live vicariously for me a little bit, too, at this age.
Yes, it was in the news recently that you guys traveled throughout Europe so that you could do some promotional work for the first season. How is it different in Europe than it is in the U.S. as far as fans go and viewers go?
It's really not. I mean, that's the thing. It's universal. You know, the way that the show is shown in London, for instance, it's, you know, it's shown without commercials, so it's interesting to watch it there. We had an opportunity to do a London Comic Con, Milo and I and Hayden and Jack Coleman, and that was exciting. I'd never done one of those before. We'd done Comic Con in San Diego. That was different because we were, you know, behind a podium and we weren't really out among the people and the fans as much. In London, we were, you know, taking pictures with everybody and doing, you know, signing autographs, and it was just great to interact with the international audience. You know, because the internet and everything, the world's a much smaller place than it used to be. So a lot of the people that we saw in London were also at Comic-Con in San Diego and so forth. So the national base isn't just, you know, limited to their own region a lot. So it's in France, we had, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 people at one location where we were some signing for some autographs. And, you know, the police were there and the barricades. And, you know, we felt like it was just an amazing amount of attention was focused on the actors on the show, and it was really surprising to all of us that we had reached that far into the international community. But we find that everywhere we go, whether it's New York or Paris, Munich, you know, Tokyo, Singapore, there's a common thread that runs through the fans, and that is really an appreciation for the stories that we're telling. So it's just fun to be out among the people, and you know, getting the feedback from them makes it all worthwhile.
What would you say to your fans and supporters, those who are fans and supporters, not only of Heroes, but of all of your work?
Well, I mean, I've been able to say it, which is great. I've met a lot of these people in person, you know. I mean, it's just the support that they've shown us and over the years, to me individually and the show collectively, the last year and a half, it's just been outstanding, and we really feel very rewarded for having worked so hard on the show. And you really do it for the fans. You make, if nobody was watching, there wouldn't be a point. So it's great to be, you know, a part of something that's so well liked, and we just hope to be able to continue to deliver satisfying products to an international community. We just want to say thank you, a big, big thank you to all of them. Nothing more satisfying than, you know, making something and having it so well received and so eagerly anticipated. You know, the act in itself sometimes is its own reward, but beyond that, having it so well accepted and anticipated by the fans is, you know, just gravy on top of a really